Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Our Friday staple, biggest L, biggest dub of the week. We've kind of shifted it to 9:40 because usually at 8:40 we do just banging with Jared Sandler. But due to the Rangers scrimmages, we're now kicking Jared to the top of the hour at 9 o'clock. So that allowed us to bring Biggest L, Biggest Dub back to 8:40.
Yep.
It's true and original home, 877-881-1053. Text in some victories or maybe some L's that you've had this past week. We will read it and make you famous because it's time for this.
Ha ha, yeah. Let's hand things over to that stupid motherfucker. Chiafalo to give us this week's L takers and dub makers. On and off the field, no one is safe. Biggest L, biggest dub.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's start in the 903 right here on the Autoflex Leasing Fan Text. Biggest L just lost the second puppy this week.
What? No. I hate to hear that, man.
To Parvo. Now, my family has actually lost two dogs in the year 2020. So, I mean, this year has been god-awful in about a million different ways, and the dog losses, they're starting to pile up. Didn't Dawson lose one?
Yes,
as well
during the show. I couldn't imagine that. It was during the show as well.
So
I lost one too. So
did you really, Peyton?
Bad, man.
This is rough. Long time family dog. I mean, now it's your time. Oh wow. Tell us some stories. Let's give him some love.
Ooh, well, it was a her for one.
A her. Let's give her some love.
Walchuk's already ruined this.
Breed, name.
Ruby. It was a black lab.
Ruby red lipstick.
Yeah,
that's the one I got to get with
some heart issues. But
yeah,
R.I.P.
R.I.P. to Ruby, who is a female, Walchuk, you bleep hole.
I'm the bleep hole.
But the 903 does note that Big Dub got into college, and they start August 3rd. So how about that? Are you doing it online, 903, or how's that working for you?
Yeah, congratulations, though. What college
that's
are you
huge.
Going to?
Yeah, what college? Community college is where I became a man. So if you're going to community college, yeah, right?
No question.
I think we can all get on board with that. 469, Biggest L is Taco Bell. They are allergic to making money. First the Volcano Burrito, now the Quesarito, shaking my damn head.
It's unbelievable.
The shaking my damn head was in all caps, so I figured he was screaming that portion. I wanted to pay it enough justice. But that's actually going to lead me into our Taco Bell conversation with you all, Chuck, because Taco Bell Taco Bell lovers, really, are honorable mention L takers this week because of the removal beginning in mid-August of seven fan favorites, including the Quesarito, also the seven layer and the Frito burrito or whatever. The seven layer supposedly was incredible and had a great run for upwards of two decades, man. And now it's being removed. So a lot of heartache throughout the entire country, understandably so. So if you're a Taco Bell lover, you're taking an honorable mention L this week, whether you like it or not. Walchuk, because he was so scared of the prospects of that Quesarito flying off the menu today when we broke the news yesterday, even though we told him it would be mid-August before the Quesarito would no longer be an option for you at the Taco Bell drive-thru. He, as soon as the show ended yesterday, as soon as the mics went off, he didn't even look me in the eye. I'm not even sure he gave me a wave goodbye. He beelined it out of the studio, went to the nearest Taco Bell, and got himself a Quesarito, the usual cheesy gordita crunch, What else did you go? Oh, you tried, and that's what we need. We need the scouting report on whatever grilled cheese catastrophe Taco Bell is working up these days.
Yeah, I don't really know. They had it part of their like $5 box deal, so I really was just...
And I'm a box guy, Walchuk. You know that about me.
I really was in need of a beverage, so I decided to rock with this. Either way, I tried this new grilled cheese deal that the Taco Bell has.
So what is this grilled cheese? Is it a grilled cheese taco? Or a grilled cheese burrito? Okay, it's a grilled cheese burrito. So basically what would have been the tortilla of your typical run-of-the-mill burrito is now a full-on two-breaded grilled cheese sandwich?
No, so what it is it's still a burrito, and it includes seasoned beef, seasoned rice, a three-cheese blend, red chips, and chipotle sauce, along with fat-free sour cream.
Okay, yeah, let's shovel the most...
I don't know why they're even bothering.
...highest fat content you can find, but let's skimp on the old sour
cream.
Now
I know why it wasn't as good. They used fat-free.
So where does the grilled cheese come into play?
So the outside, it's kind of got cheese on it, and they're putting it in the grill, and they'll put it down. I don't know. It's a little weird. I didn't really get the grilled cheese part of it.
Okay, so...
It's basically like a burrito, but on the outside has some melted cheese on it.
So your fingers are touching the melted cheese?
It's a little
That's
slippery.
Off-putting.
It was off-putting.
There needs to be that extra tortilla layer or the bread of the grilled cheese. It makes zero sense. On a scale of 1 to 10, how would you rate it? Subpar? Solid? Would you do it again? And what has it done to your bowels since?
Not anything terrible.
Really?
I woke up this morning.
That is shocking.
And I definitely had to go. But it wasn't anything that was, out of the ordinary.
You're a morning grumper type guy. Like that's a normal morning.
If it doesn't happen in the morning, it's going to be a very strange day. And I hadn't had Taco Bell in quite some time. Now I will say the first thing that I put down was the quesarito. My God, why are you getting rid of that thing?
Oh.
Holy cow, it's so good.
Really,
it is so good.
Now is it competing? Because I know your general favorite, leader in the clubhouse, cheesy gordita crunch for you. Did it sway you in any way yesterday?
It didn't sway me. It didn't sway me. No.
But a clear cut number two for you.
But it's right there in a battle for number two with the Crunchwrap Supreme. No tomato.
Right, man.
And I'm not alone. I think we had a couple other people text in and said, "Hey, look." After the show, I went and got a Taco Bell quesarito as well. And that's the kind of love that I'm here for. You know, if we can go ahead and do that for you, I'm about it. But 416 or 817, I never forgave Taco Bell for getting rid of the Gringo Burger. I didn't know they had one of those.
The Gringo Burger?
Yeah.
That's, I think it's some
like
level
a taco
of,
burger?
Like, I think it's like a Sloppy Joe style taco burger, but I'm not, I can't be 100%
They have
sure.
had some good menu items that they've gotten rid of, but some of them you know they're specialty, right? The quesarito's one, I don't get it. I don't understand why they're parting ways.
All right, so I'm going to hum through the other two honorable mention L takers. Obviously, Washington, the football team, the organization, Dan Snyder, everybody really involved. Huge L this week, and you might be wondering, how is that only honorable mention L and not the biggest L? You'll find out here in a second. Also, did you hear about Hot Girl Meg?
You know what? Meg the Stallion?
Yeah, Meg the Stallion. Oh,
big fan, but what's up with her?
She
no
was...
No longer hot?
She is definitely still hot, but she almost lost her life because she got shot a couple of times over the weekend, and now the rumor has it that she was shot by rapper Tory Lanez. Now, that part is still alleged at this point,
okay,
but
Tory
Lanez, she was definitely shot.
Male or female?
Tory Lanez is a male. He's actually been kicking 2020 right in the ass because he has been... He came up with his Tory Lanez radio or something on Instagram, whereas Instagram Live is getting like a ridiculous amount of views.
Sure.
And then he had an album that came out that everybody says wasn't bad, which I think for Tory Lanez is about the highest praise you could find for one of his albums.
High praise for us.
He was having a strong year, and now it seems as though Meg Thee Stallion was with him over the weekend and I guess was trying to leave wherever they were. He wasn't having it and allegedly put a couple of bullets in there. Now, she is okay.
What?
She has since Instagram. Yeah, it's an insane story, and we will
Why
definitely
would you
continue
shoot
to monitor.
One a female. Well, anybody. But specifically... And this is just a bizarre story. What did Meg Thee Stallion do?
I think Tory Lanez is the type of guy that shoots men, and he didn't want to be sexist, so he wanted to be able to say, listen, I got equal opportunity shooter here, Tory Lanez.
Good thing is she's okay.
Right. Great news, 100%. But the winner, The biggest L of the week goes to this lady. Here's the headline. Woman finds a live 1.5-inch long worm living in her tonsils after complaining of sore throat. So we sort of alluded to this earlier, and it's a 25-year-old woman in Japan. And basically, for 5 days, she was suffering from this sore throat. She went to the doctor, discovered that she had 1.5-inch long worm that had decided to make a home in her tonsils. It's one of the most insane and jarring things that I've ever heard, according to a report published by the Journal of Tropical Medicine and Hygiene.
Are there pictures?
I'm sure there is. I don't have them in front of me.
Strange for you.
Doctors had to use tweezers to remove the worm, which was, wait for it, still alive and wiggling around after its removal from her throat. The parasitic roundworm was a fourth stage larva, 38 millimeters long, 1 millimeter wide, and was, quote, in the midst of molting its outer cuticle when doctors discovered it. So it was, that has to be one of the most insane things that has ever happened to anybody. I can't, like, next time I get a sore throat, I am going to be freaking out.
That is disgusting. How did that worm even get into her tonsils? It must have snuck in there while she was sleeping. That is just gross.
Or maybe it was, maybe she didn't know it was in some food that she ate. Like, I think there's a lot of...
Yeah, I guess so.
A lot of questions
but
here,
that's
man.
A, that's a...
Left unanswered.
Relative, I mean, I guess 1.5-inch, but man.
Let's get happy, folks. 877-881-1053. Honorable mention, Dub Takers. We start with the greatness of our guy, Alex Trebek, the host of Jeopardy, who was diagnosed with some serious pancreatic cancer over a year ago, and he shared a promising update on his battle with cancer, and you won't be able to see it when you hear this sound, but he's rocking a pretty majestic goatee. Take it away, Alex Trebek.
Hello, everyone. I hope you're all doing well during these difficult times. As many of you know, whenever there's a break in our Jeopardy tape schedule, I often take that opportunity to grow some facial hair. Clearly, I've been doing that while waiting for us to safely return to the studio, which I hope will be very, very soon. Now, in the meantime, I'm here at home recording show openings for some very special Jeopardy episodes that will be coming up in July. For the first time ever, we are going to open the Jeopardy vaults and take another look at some of our favorite episodes, including the very first Jeopardy show I ever hosted, mustache and all. I'd also like to take this opportunity to give you a quick health update. I'm doing well. I've been continuing my treatment, and it is paying off, though it does fatigue me a great deal. My numbers are good. I'm feeling great. In fact, during the break from the studio, I even wrote a book that will be coming out July 21st. Once again, I can't wait to return to the studio and start recording shows for the new season in September. Meanwhile, my wish for all of you, stay safe.
Man, if that's not a dub,
his
then,
voice
like,
just
kind of
makes me happy.
Yeah, he is. That
Alex
is
Trebek.
Pure happiness right there. The other honorable mention dub of the week is 56-year-old absolute rocket, Kathy Jacobs. She made the Sports Illustrated swimsuit goodness. Issue at 56 years old.
She's killing the game.
I would say she's worth a Google. Walchuk's a big GILF guy. Is she number one on the leaderboard here?
Without a doubt.
Really? Wow, yeah. Shots fired at Betty White.
Yep. Sorry, Betty.
She dethroned the greatness of Betty White. That's
move
incredible.
Move over, Betty. We got a new share.
I know we got some Autoflex Leasing fan text to get to.
Got a couple. We did have a follow-up on this rapper, porn star named rapper that you've got
Tory
here.
Lanez. Yeah, that is synonymous
very
with
adult
a,
film.
Adult film star,
214, the rumor is Meg Thee Stallion wanted to break up with him because he was too short. So he got upset and shot her in the foot. Hashtag true story. And another person from the 817 kind of backed that up and said Tory Lanez, big story too, because people found out he is 5'3". So he is about Kevin Hart size. We also got this from the 817.
He's smaller than that. He's like a fun size Kevin Hart, which is insane.
Big Dub finally stopped being stubborn and checked myself into rehab. Big L, I'm in rehab, but I do have radio.com. But that is kudos to you, my friend.
Amen.
Thank you so much for listening. Hopefully the station can help you get through that. But big shout out to you by taking the necessary precautions there to try and get yourself back healthy.
Shout out to the 940. Says Big Dub just announced my girlfriend of 7 years and I are having a baby in January. Very nice. We got another corona quarantine baby making an appearance right at the beginning of 2021. That is very exciting. 254 says biggest L. Look, this is a rough day. Driving from Dallas to Denver today, I broke a tire rod on my Jeep and got pulled over for having colored lights. Biggest dub, though, been able to tolo all day long.
We also have from Car the 214 the worst, though, Biggest L Chi-Chi segment intro. Come on, dudes. Y'all are big time now. Got to redo that.
Hey, man, you're echoing my sentiments, 214. The disrespect level is ridiculous. This is my segment, and how am I supposed to have a good segment with the hate that is coming from like my own student section? It's like your home court advantage actually turns against you and it gets flipped on its ear. That's what I deal with every week here. So the suits at Intercom still not showing me any respect. Let's get to the biggest dub of the week, ladies and gentlemen. Headline, how about this? Navy announces first black female tactical aircraft pilot. This is really strong. Student naval aviator, Lieutenant Madeline Swiegel, stands alongside Swiegel? The Goshawk training aircraft following her final flight to complete the undergraduate tactical airstrike pilot training, and she is now going to be assigned to the Red Hawks of Training Squadron 21 based out of Naval Air Station Kingsville in Texas. So Miss Madeline Swiegel is the first Navy black female tactical aircraft pilot in the history of the world, and that right there is your biggest dub of the week.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.